This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. Talk Live, we're here on this live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. You can join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Are you feeling proud to be an American? Well, Gallup survey, a poll recently done, shows that a number that is lower than they've ever seen in this poll, which they've been doing since 2001, that the number of Americans who describe themselves as extremely proud to be an American is now at an all-time low at 45%. Now, it's still a lot of people who say they are extremely proud to be an American, but it is the lowest number that they've found in the last 18 years of the survey. And further, when you break down the demographics, because we talked about how the Republicans and Democrats were very statistically different on this, Democrats, only 22% in this survey are saying they are extremely proud, while 76% of Republicans are saying they're extremely proud. And just to be clear, there's been a discrepancy between Republicans and Democrats throughout the Barack Obama and the George Bush administrations as well.
They're America haters, so.
Well, I mean, look, I don't hate any concept necessarily. It's just that I don't like the American government. And I think that they need to go away, personally. I would love to see secession happen. We talked a lot about that on July 4th, on our Independence Day edition of Free Talk Live. Chris Reitman was heading up the show, and he I don't know if he came out of the closet as a secessionist, but he certainly came out very strongly in favor of secession, which I was really happy to hear about. Further,
A couple of things that the federal government does.
Really?
So, for instance, you're not getting checked at the border of New Hampshire when you, head on into Massachusetts.
That's not them doing something. That's the lack of them doing something.
They are making it so it's what we call interstate commerce, okay?
When an organization does nothing, you can't say they're doing something.
All right. They are preventing the state governments from doing the blue glove love on you every time you walk
in. I'd rather take my chances.
I don't want that. Thanks.
So you'd rather have a trillion-dollar, multi-trillion-dollar bureaucratic...
Oh, these are my choices?
Yeah, because you don't get a choice of a small federal government.
Right. Well, you don't get a choice of a small state government either.
New Hampshire government is much smaller.
Once you kill off the federal government, then the state government's going to expand into those roles.
I suspect the New Hampshire government won't be as expansive.
I like your optimism when it comes to New Hampshire.
If you look at New Hampshire compared to other states, actually it doesn't have a huge debt load like these other states do. In fact, I think there's the American Debt Clock website where it shows you the debt loads of all the different state governments around, and like New Hampshire and Vermont are actually doing all right compared to a lot of the other states.
Yeah, there's a lot of nice things to say about New Hampshire and Vermont.
In the United States.
But we were talking about the federal government, what I liked that they did.
Right, so you like that they don't do anything when it comes to stopping you at the border.
They prevent states from setting up most kind of checks. I mean,
because in California, you go over there and they're like, whoa, whoa, we need to make sure you don't have any oranges.
Yep, they have
checkpoints.
They do.
In California. So you're wrong about that, Mark. The federal government hasn't stopped that.
It doesn't surprise me that California and maybe even New York would figure out some way to put up a checkpoint.
I'd rather see the abolishment, the withdrawing from the federal government, and then let states figure it out on their own. We do not need to have a large or even a small organization overseeing. If they want to have some sort of a compact between the states, that's fine. If they want to have an agreement that products and services will cross borders without tariffs and things like that, that they could do that on their own. We don't need the federal government for that. But anyway, let's break down a little bit more here into this study, because it's interesting. I like seeing that people are losing their pride in the idea of the American government. And they do actually break down differences between, categories of things that people are proud about. So people are proud about American scientific achievements. That's a good one.
Yeah,
91%. 91% of Americans are proud of that. Unfortunately, people they are proud of the military, which I'm disappointed to see that.
Well,
because
it's
the military
a lot of,
is just the violent arm of the, you know, the government that enforces the will of politicians around the world.
It's a lot of their kids, and
yeah.
Why wouldn't you be proud of your kid for doing, for making a choice to go into a job
be.
That
I would have tried to talk him out of it.
Probably better than what many of their contemporaries are doing. You know, one of the people that they went to high school with.
What do you mean better? How is it better to be the servant of a scumbag politician doing the murderous bidding of Republicans and Democrats all around the world, playing some role in killing innocent people? At least if you're serving hash browns at McDonald's, you're helping people stave off hunger. You're making them feel good.
I wish that they were serving hash browns at McDonald's. In many cases, you're talking about kids who, don't get their they're going off to college, piling up, $100,000 debt for a degree they're not going to be able to use, or they're going off and getting no job at all because the government school system hasn't set them up for any real employment.
Okay, so just because the government school system sucks doesn't mean that it's honorable or good.
I didn't claim it
was. The military.
People tend to be proud of their kids anyway, and I can see why some people look at the military as a better choice than many of their options.
Yeah, I can see why they would do that. They're wrong because you're, becoming a tool of the state, and you are basically agreeing to get rid of any ability that you have to make decisions for yourself, like, the decision to quit. In return,
young people aren't known for making great decisions anyway. So
that's okay.
Turning over their decision-making to adults sounds like a better idea
to
many adults.
That's a terrible idea. And that does not make you an adult to, let somebody else make your decisions for you. That's what a child does. And so, that's not impressive to me in any way, shape, or form at all. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. But 85% of the respondents to the poll said they were proud of American culture and arts. Okay, cool. American economic achievements, 75%. 73% are proud of American sporting achievements. The 72%. Proud of U.S. diversity in race, ethnic background, and religion. And then it drops significantly to 37% that are proud about the American health and welfare system. And finally, at the bottom of the list, 32% are proud of the American political system. So there's a huge discrepancy between 32% of Americans proud of the American political system, but yet 89% of Americans proud of the U.S. military. I got news for you. The U.S. military is just part of the American political system. And you've managed to, they've fooled you over time through their propaganda, which has been very effective. I mean, usually government doesn't do things particularly effectively. They pretty much suck at everything. But you got to give them credit for this. They have managed to pull the wool over people's eyes pretty effectively and brainwash them into believing that there's, something cool about working, doing the bidding of politicians, because that's what the U.S. military is there for.
Yeah, if you can get the job training cheap, I don't see why.
That's crap.
What?
The people who've actually been in the military that have talked to us about this will tell you that that's garbage. Their job training is useless for the real world.
You need to be very, very careful how you sign that contract. That contract is the most important part of this. And it's telling that they turn that contract signing over to 18-year-olds, mind you. People that they say are unqualified to have, I don't even know much of a credit card balance, but they can sign away 4 years of their lives. But if you sign that contract right, then you can get the job training that you're looking for, but you got to know what you want to get when you go in. If you just say, "Hi, I'd like to join the military," you're going to sleep in a muddy hole.
So, of the respondents, there's an interesting difference between the demographics and age. 65 plus respondents, 63% of them extremely proud to be an American. You go to the 50 to 64 demographic, it drops to 57%. You go to the 30 to 49 demographic, it drops to 38%. And the 18 to 29 demographics, basically the millennials, and a couple of years of the zennials or whatever they're called, Generation Z, 24%, only 24%, about one out of every four young people in the United States, 18 to 29, are saying they're extremely proud to be Americans. That's a huge difference between those in the baby boomers at 65 plus. Now, Mark, do you think that number is going to go up over time? Is it possible that those 18 to 29-year-olds, as they get older, will become more proud to be Americans? Or is it going to stay that way or drop?
I really can't tell you what 18 to 29-year-olds think. I mean, I'm just not so not
plugged
in.
Are you more or less proud to be an American today than you were in the past?
I believe that patriotism is a negative emotion, and I have tried to drive it out. I think that it binds you to politicians who will only use it against you.
855-450-FREE if you want to join us.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
This is a special alert. For business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the show. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Coming up, how much does a bunk bed cost in San Francisco? We'll tell you the new thing in housing over there because, well, it's hard to find any place to live in San Francisco. Why you would want to, I'm not clear. But, you know, we can get
into
that.
It's supposed to be a pretty hip place, but, you know, this is what happens when government gets its little claws into housing.
Yeah, we can talk more about it on the way here tonight. It's Ian and Mark in the studio on this live episode of Free Talk Live on Saturday night. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and we are live all 7 nights a week. That's 855-450-3733. If you don't get us on your local radio station all 7 nights a week live for all 3 hours a night, well, you can always reach out to your local program director and, you know, tell them that you want to hear more Free Talk Live. Or tell them how terrible we are and, you know, that you want us taken off the air. Whatever it is, at least you'll be giving them some feedback. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Dan. He's in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Okay, I don't know who was bashing the military there, but the reason you can go on the radio and say what you're saying, well, to a certain point, is because of our military. There's plenty of countries that like to come over here and take away our way of life, and our only protection, whether you like it or not, is our military.
That's false.
So I don't know who. Think so, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
I will refer you to the apocryphal quote from some Japanese general or whatever in World War II that the reason they wouldn't invade the U.S. mainland is because there was a rifle behind every blade of grass. Had nothing to do with the military.
Is that right?
It has everything to do with the right to bear arms, the right to defend yourself.
I agree with you 100%.
Oh, okay. So we agree. Cool.
On that subject, let me ask you a question. How old are you?
What does it matter?
Well, because you've got that very slighted liberal slang. You have no idea what people and the sacrifices we made to make this country what it is today. And you want to sit there and say, well, we could have done it this way. And that, no, that's so untrue.
Wait, hold on. I'm the other guy. My name's Mark. Didn't socialism rise from the late 1800s through the 1900s and, you know, during the time that you're talking about? I mean, isn't that when socialism in America has taken hold? You're taking credit for
socialism,
that?
Socialism in America? We're not a socialist country.
Social Security? Are you familiar with Medicare?
Social Security is something that if you work, your money goes into that.
It's a socialized old age insurance program. I'm not advocating for it. It's the worst damn investment in history. But if you're going to take credit for how great America is, you need to take responsibility for the rise of socialism in this country. I wish you'd take it back.
I wish you would know a little bit more than you're out there spouting off.
Well, what have I got wrong?
Our land. If someone came onto our land, my son right now is a fifth generation military person, and his training is unbelievable. You're saying that you can't do any. My brother served. My father served.
You were right, Mark. This is all about family members, isn't it?
Yeah, it's always family members.
Right.
No, it's really not about
family. You understand they're serving
members.
Politicians, right? Like, they're not serving you and me. They're serving politicians. They're doing what the government politicians tell
them
to do.
They're not going to protect your house. They're protecting the White House.
They are protecting our way of life. They are protecting our way of life.
If that was true, they do what Smedley Butler, the guy who won 3 Medal of Honors, or would have won 3 if it, he won 2, but he would have won 3. They would do what he said, which is to keep the Navy within 500 miles of the United States and keep the military inside of its borders. Instead, there's 800 military bases around the world. That's projecting military power. That's projecting corporate power. It's not projecting your power.
No, you are wrong.
Okay.
The only protection that we have.
You're right, Mark. You're wrong. It's like 1,000 military bases, not 800.
You are wrong because without the protection of our military, our country is up for grabs.
I'm not talking about disbanding the military. I'm talking about bringing every soldier, sailor, and marine back to the United States on the fastest smoking thing that we can put out there, and then putting the vast majority of them to work in the marketplace.
Are you kidding me right now?
I don't know. Pat Buchanan says the same thing. You don't call him a youngster. I'm 48 years old, by the way.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. I mean, you're older than I thought you'd be. But I tell you what, you're liberal.
Well, you thought I was a liberal, too, so you've gotten a few things wrong this evening.
Well, you know what? Let me tell you. You just don't know because you have family that has served in the military.
Yeah, my father was a third-generation West Point captain. Are you going to salute him?
Both of my grandfathers served in the military.
And what was their experience in the military? You bash on it
what
like,
what difference
well,
does it make what
care.
Their experience is?
I'm
talking about historical people like Smedley Butler that said the United States, and George Washington that said the United States should not have been involved, should not be involved in foreign entanglements.
I know what they did in the military. They took orders from politicians who are scum. Do you like politicians?
And they learned.
Do you like politicians, sir? Do you like them?
You know what? I do not like politicians.
Do you trust politicians?
So who tells the military what to do?
I understand that in order for our country to survive the way of life, we need our military.
What is this way of life exactly that is being protected by the military?
That sounds like a faith-based statement.
I want to know exactly what it is that the military is protecting in your way of life, sir. Be specific.
Take your show to China. See how that would go over.
Right.
What?
Oh, look, we did the show already, and I said, look, the United States is a better country than most of them, and I'm not expecting
better
to be freer in China. But just because the United States is good or better than most doesn't mean that there's not a lot of room for improvement. Remember Bosch, who created the fuel injection system, didn't hate carburetors and he didn't hate cars, okay? I'm talking about how to make something better. And you're talking about, well, why don't you move to Somalia and get chlamydia and cholera? I mean, like, this is some pretty simple stuff here you're hitting me with.
The simple stuff that I'm giving you is the fact that we overlook every day because everyone thinks they have a better idea.
My better idea is that the young men and women of this country's lives have been wasted over the course of six decades in pointless wars. How about that idea?
I understand. I do understand that, and I understand.
Do you agree with
pointless
it?
Wars. You know what? A lot of people have died for no reason whatsoever.
That's
but
what
a lot
I'm
of
saying.
People have died. A lot of people have died for this country.
I'm not saying they didn't.
For this country.
See, that's the problem.
Hold on. When you say for this country.
Yes, that's what I want to address.
I want to ask, when you say for this country, do you mean for the government? Or do you mean
for
the people?
Our way of life.
What is that?
For
our way of life. Our freedom. So you can have your show and spout off and.
But I can't have my show because I can't have the freedom to speak and say the things that I might want to say because the U.S. government gets in the way and says you can't say certain things, even though we have relative freedom of speech compared to other countries.
I'm more interested
in the
TSA feeling my kid up at while I travel through the airport.
Yeah,
how come your kid hasn't defended me from the enemy's domestic?
Yeah, how about the checkpoints that are inside the United States that we've all been stopped at? You and I both, Mark. We've been stopped at these internal immigration checkpoints, and I don't see the U.S. military stopping them. Why doesn't the U.S. military go and arrest the politicians? Why don't they go and put them in the brig? Instead, it's Chelsea Manning. Thanks for the call tonight. More coming up here. Your calls are welcome. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
Is oral health important to you? If you don't like your own teeth, fresh breath, or kissing people, then by all means, stop listening. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I became passionate about the product that she created and never want to live without it. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, but I find it does much more. They want you to love My Magic Mud as much as I do, so they're giving you a money-back guarantee plus 20% off. Go to MyMagicMud.com and use coupon code FTL20 at checkout. MyMagicMud.com, FTL20. Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Small communities in the Mojave Desert are reeling from a magnitude 7.1 earthquake, the second major trembler in as many days to rock Southern California. Officials say so far the injuries are minimal. Ridgecrest Police Chief Jed McLaughlin details the calls they received since the earthquake struck around 8:20 p.m. local time.
We had two reported structure fires. Then there were several natural gas leaks at residence. Our water system is intact and operational. Nothing but minor injuries and such as cuts and bruises, as the grace of God.
The aftershocks are continuing, as does the potential for another large event. After the July 4th earthquake, which registered at 6.4 on the Richter scales, residents are playing it safe. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live Saturday edition continuing here. We have time for you. If you join us on the phones, our number there is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. You can jump into one of those, and then you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. It's Ian and Mark as we continue with your calls and thoughts. Just had a gentleman on the line who was shocked that we would be critical of the U.S. military as tools for scum-sucking politicians. Now, he did agree that he didn't trust or like politicians. However, he just has a total disconnect between the fact that he doesn't like politicians, but yet whenever the politicians tell the military to do something, well, it must be an honorable, good thing that they're doing. I don't get it.
No, I don't think that's what he said. I think that he said
that was his attitude, was that the military protected our way of life, and they're doing good things, and yeah, there might have been some pointless wars, but darn it, they're still a good organization.
People are and should be proud of their kids, because that's just a good, natural human thing to do.
What if your kid's a murderer?
Well, I'll tell you what. I've met some mothers of murderers, and they're still proud of their kid. They do their very best.
That's crazy.
And what I would say is that if you just back off for a second, right? Like, give this guy a little bit of room to learn something that you've already figured out. And that is that the military is a bunch of young people that signed up to give their lives for their country. Turns out that there's evil politicians that cloak themselves in the United States flag and that waste the lives of those young people.
Mm-hmm.
Over and over and over again, and we keep falling for it. You know, we
Some
keep falling
do.
For it.
I don't anymore.
Well, you don't anymore, but you did.
Yeah, there was a time. Because of the propaganda.
And everybody gets their opportunity to learn.
The propaganda is nonstop. It's, as you mentioned, the football games. It's on the movies. It's on television. The military even approves scripts for movies. If the movie wants to get their approval, you know, get a jet or a tank or something like that to use, then the script for the movie has to go through the military for approval.
Absolutely. The military-industrial complex is deeply entrenched, and the warnings of Eisenhower have fallen on 10 ears in this country, and sadly, we still haven't learned. We still give our best and our brightest to these people that we call liars and thieves in every other instance.
Squander some lives.
And it's a shame. And let's not forget that for every one life, the American life that's lost, there are probably 10 on the other side, and these are just young people all over the place throwing themselves away for these ideas that they hope they achieve, right? The American way of life, he kept talking about it, and I think he's right. Like, the American way of life would be worth dying for if the politicians gave a flip about it. But they actually care about the opposite.
Well, I don't even know what the American way of life is. If it's some sort of theoretical freedom that we don't actually have, then, yeah, I love the idea of theoretical freedom.
I love them, too.
But we don't have it. I mean, you can look at the economic freedom listings. The United States isn't even in the top 10 on most of them that I've seen in recent years.
No, I haven't seen any. It's in the top
10. So, sorry, it ain't a free country, and it's the politicians' fault. And the people who go along with just, oh, the police are great, the military is great. Well, these people are the ones who are doing the bidding of the politicians. If you want me to say they're great, then they should go and arrest the damn politicians. Then I'll be pretty happy with what they've done. But that would be a military coup, and, you know, then that won't necessarily lead to more freedom either, as we've seen in many of the other countries around the world.
Yeah, so. The United States isn't even in the area that they would call free on the 2018 index.
Which one?
2018. This is Economic Freedom Index. It's from Wikipedia.
Oh, okay.
And they're listed as mostly free. Ahead of Lithuania, but just behind the Netherlands and Georgia.
Let's go back to your calls and thoughts. Jeremy's in Virginia listening to WLNI FM. Hello, Jeremy.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Yeah, that last guy was, he was really hard to listen to.
Well, you know, he's happy with his life, so.
What's on your mind?
Here's the issue. Like, he probably agrees with you guys a whole lot more than he knows.
Absolutely.
And he's attacking you, and he keeps using the word spouting off and you know, all those, you know, sort of words. And I'm just like, the guy admitted he doesn't like politicians and they're, you know, corrupt and this, that. And he probably agrees with you guys on 90% of everything.
Sure. But this is the sacred cow, right? The Free Talk Live doesn't mind taking the scalpel to this particular sacred cow, which no other radio program will spend any time on. And that is, this isn't my quote. This is coming from a military vet that called in here who'd served in both the Army and the Navy. And what I often attempt to do is to undo this, sort of tear this quote apart and see where he's wrong, and I can't figure out where he's wrong. He said, when I was in the military, all I was a paid killer working for liars and thieves. And if the military's job is, you know, ultimately they're paid to kill people, you know, that's what they kill people and break things. Yeah, sure, they send on the odd mercy mission, and I think that's great. But that's what he claimed his job was, and liars and thieves part I certainly don't argue with.
And, you know, he kept coming back to family and that sort of thing. I've got members of family that were also in Vietnam and military and sort of things, and they say all the time, we don't know why we were there. Like, we were 16, 17-year-old kids that they happily let into the military. And they couldn't tell you why they were there. They were just there, and that was it.
Free Talk Live has probably had a dozen veterans on the air here as hosts throughout the years.
We have at least two that I can think of off the top of my
head
right now.
Right. It's a chance that this guy calls in on a night that there's not a vet sitting on the air right now.
Yeah, there was one 2 days ago and 2 days before that.
It's a roll of the dice that either one of us didn't happen to sign up for the military for 4 years. I mean, these things, you know, it's commonplace. It's just what was done.
Jeremy, anything else you want to share?
That's pretty much it. You guys are awesome. And
thanks.
Yeah, that was hard.
Call, man. I appreciate it. It's hard to listen to, but, you know, and thanks for the call. But it's common. That viewpoint isn't uncommon at all. The idea that, well, if it weren't for the military, you'd be invaded. He's actually said that there's all these other countries in the world. They're itching to invade the United States. And then when I pointed out, well, wait a minute, what about all the guns in the United States? It was like, oh, yeah, I agree 100%. Well, which one is it?
Right. They're not going to take over rural New Hampshire. They might take over Washington, D.C., but, well, as far as I'm concerned, they can have it. They already got it. I mean, you're telling me that Washington, D.C. isn't already in a occupied territory? It isn't run by socialists, lobbyists, corporatists, and everybody who's not you? Like, yeah. Think about what you are in this world, listener. You. What are you in this world, and what does Washington, D.C. do to protect you and your interests?
If New Hampshire
is nothing.
If New Hampshire, or maybe I should say when New Hampshire secedes, because New Hampshire was, as I understand it, the first state to declare independence from the British colonies, or the King George or whatever. But if New Hampshire is first to secede from the United States, I would not be concerned about Canada rolling in tanks. It would be more likely that the United States federal government would be the invading force, more likely than any other force on the planet, in my opinion, that it would be the U.S. military.
I would hope that it wouldn't come to that. I don't.
Me? I also hope that it would not come to that.
I think that, a better solution is to bring the United States government into constitutional bounds.
That's
not that
ridiculous.
That's likely to happen. Well, so is secession.
No, it's not. Secession actually happens. Bringing a government into its constitutional bounds, that's a pure political fantasy.
I think it needs probably a new constitution, one with consequences to
these
politicians.
Give up on it, dude. It's a failure. Yeah. It's an abject failure from top to bottom.
I already think that I wouldn't retire to the United States. Make your money here, then leave. That's the best way to handle it.
Well, I don't agree with that. I think that if you care about freedom, you ought to move to New Hampshire as part of the New Hampshire Freedom Migration with thousands of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people, many of whom are well-armed. As a matter of fact, New Hampshire is not going to have a problem. There's guns all up. The Democrats have guns in New Hampshire, a lot of them. The toll-free number here is 855-453. Or at the very least, they've grown up around them. It's just a more gun-friendly place in general. More freedom-friendly, too, in a lot of ways. 855-453. We don't need the federal government. You really think that we do? Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain. I'm not going to give you the phone number because our phones are loaded up now, of course, in the final segment of the show. If we don't get to you tonight, it's not because we didn't want to talk to you. It's because we ran out of time. So we always do another show. Tomorrow night, we're going to be back. Even if we're not on your local radio station, we're here. Don't worry about it. 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. You can call and join us. And so if you don't get on tonight, please, we would love to hear from you tomorrow between 7 and 10 at night Eastern. You can always listen online anytime you want at freetalklive.com via our podcast feeds. You can download direct, of course. You can listen to our live streams. You can watch us on Twitch. You can watch us on DLive. These are our two video streaming platforms. You can go to dlive.lrn.fm and then you can watch us there and follow us on that platform as well. Let's go and continue with more with your calls and thoughts here. We've got Dustin. He's in Kansas listening to KINA. Hello, Dustin. You're in Salina.
Hello. You know my name, and it collects with the grow up of Alpha Delta Omega. I made a packet of laws of land that identify the main for world confidence to maintain the 12 balances.
Okay. Is this making any sense to you?
This is the most arbitrary set of words strung together. Say it one more time. One sentence.
I made a packet of Taxol, three pages.
A packet of
back.
What?
Taxol?
Laws of land. I made a packet of laws of land for the Tea Party effort 10 years ago.
Okay.
The common laws, Ten Commandments, no criminal court charges, and corruption monitoring.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We can even take the corruption monitoring to the life experience.
Corruption monitoring.
Well, we can take the investigation to the growing individual in a solid.
Are you reading this? Hold on. Are you reading this off of a statement? Is this like a prepared statement that you've made?
You can say that because...
That's best. It's best to have notes. Go to discord.freetalklive.com.
Post it.
I just can't understand you.
He says he has no computer.
Well, I'm sorry. The connectivity is an issue. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the call, Dustin. Wow. I mean, that was the most disjointed gobbledygook that I've heard in a long time. I mean, even the crazy callers can put a sentence together in a lot of cases.
Well... I think he has a lot to say in a very short period of time.
Yeah.
The guy's probably, like, a genius.
Get that guy his own talk show. Let's continue here. Anthony, listening in South Carolina, listening to WQXL. Hopefully you can put a sentence together. Go ahead, Anthony.
Hi, how are you doing tonight, sir?
Good. What's on your mind?
So I was listening to you guys talk about how politicians control the military and utilize that for their personal gain.
Yeah.
And my biggest point of contact, and I'm on active duty right now. I've been in the military for 12 years. And just something I kind of, one of my hiccups is as a libertarian, and this is my first time listening to your guys' show, so I don't know exactly what your political leanings are.
Sounds right.
We're very libertarian. Very libertarian.
So, I just think the way we fight the government's ability to utilize these young people coming out of high school who don't have avenues of approach to, you know, a better life besides utilizing military services like tuition assistance, free housing, free food, and all that, is to limit the government's ability to task people and provide that. Because as long as you allow the government to give people this safe, nurturing life of low risk, high reward, it's just going to continue to happen.
I agree. We definitely need to stop the government from taxing people. Let's shut it down entirely.
I completely agree with that.
Now, were you a libertarian before you joined the military?
No, sir. I grew up in Illinois, so I was indoctrinated as a liberal. And then I joined the Army, and I kind of started seeing, like, wow, Republicans kind of have this going for them. And then as I've deployed and gone back to three different theaters, I kind of am like, I see it firsthand, all the things that are happening with, you know, people being misused.
Yeah, oftentimes it's a government job that will show people the way when it comes to libertarianism. Other times you'll find people that are, you know, just like, yeah, the time in the military was the best, and we should draft everybody.
Yeah,
so
but the honest
it goes one
ones
way or
are,
the other.
But the honest ones will still tell you there's tremendous waste, right?
Like, sure.
I mean, I'm sure you've seen it.
I literally work in military funds every day. I'm basically an accountant for the Army. I can tell you right now, things get wasted.
I bet we could fill an entire hour the whole show with that. Anthony, thanks for calling and sharing your thoughts tonight. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. And that's what, you know, it's not uncommon for people in the military to really finally, you know, open their eyes and see, oh, my God, there's, you know, this isn't what they said it was going to be.
Harry Brown, the two-time libertarian presidential candidate, described it as, and I mean, this is practically sacrilegious, described it as the post office and fatigues. I mean, it's... You have to have been in the military, I believe, to truly understand that statement. And lots of veterans are libertarians because, well, they've been through it and they understand. It's a difficult position to be in the position you and I are, which is sitting on the outside. Yeah, we could have joined the military, but we didn't. And because we didn't do that 4 years of, well, I don't know, sort of pointless mucking around, then, well, you know, you guys really can't talk. You ought to move to Somalia.
You know, I love Harry Brown, and I'm totally a Harry Brown libertarian, and he's the one that brought me into the liberty movement. There's no doubt about it. But, yeah, it's kind of an insult against the post office, honestly. I mean, those people are actually providing a service, even though they're hobbled by the fact that they're, you know, connected with the government so much. They are actually doing something that's somewhat worthwhile, and they can quit their jobs whenever they want to.
You'll find that the world needs protection organizations, and the United States military is...
Sure, I'll hire one if I need one, then.
Well, they're not going to exist unless somebody trains for it.
Oh, there's plenty of people who want to have a military, Mark. There is no doubt that they could be voluntarily funded.
There you go.
No doubt in my mind.
Well, you were saying that they, what you, your previous claim was, is they didn't provide a service. Comparing it to the post office.
No, I said the U.S. government is not a service organization. It's a criminal organization, is what I said earlier.
No, you were just saying that the post office provides a service.
Yeah,
the military provides a service too, which is protection.
No, and it doesn't, Mark. That's the same mythology that we were just talking with the other caller
what
about.
What you're saying is that
they don't protect you. They protect themselves and the military and the government buildings. That's not your protection.
They're selling.
They put you in greater danger.
They're selling. Well, no, the military doesn't. The politicians do, because we've turned over the control of the military to the politicians.
Well, somebody's dropping those bombs, and it ain't, the politicians.
Agreed.
Because they're cowards.
So either the post office doesn't provide package delivery services, or the military does provide protection. You get to pick.
I already did. The military does not provide protection. It's a myth.
Then the post office doesn't provide
the
package delivery.
The post office absolutely provides delivery. I just saw the agent today on my porch. More coming up here with your calls. Let's talk to Sam. He's in Wilmington, Delaware, I believe, listening to WILM. Go ahead, Sam.
Hey, it's actually Elkton, Maryland, but I listen to you on 1450 WILM.
Excellent. So. Go ahead, sir.
I'll be an easy target for the end of the night, but when you had the question about way of life, my way of life is it was awesome. I can light off firecrackers on the 4th of July, and I know that there's not tanks going down my street, and nobody's going to be flying planes over like in Pearl Harbor. So.
Well, now, wait a minute. Hold on. Now, what? Now there are government police.
Plenty of places you can't set off those fireworks.
Yeah, there are some states that prohibit fireworks, so there is that. So you're not freedom. You don't have freedom in a lot of places to do fireworks.
But the United States military doesn't come after you for fireworks, so yes, you're right.
That's true.
Unless your fireworks are big enough, in which case somebody will definitely come after you.
However, there is a good chance that your local police department has something akin to a tank. Here in Keene, New Hampshire, they have a Bearcat, which is basically a large armored personnel carrier that has gun ports on it and can, could in theory have a 50 cal mounted to the top of it.
You need that. You need that sometime for a wacko that's holed up at his house with a bazooka. You have to have that kind of thing.
You just said there weren't tanks rolling down your street. Which one is it?
What? No, tanks. So let me clarify. Tanks with other people's flags on it.
I see. It's the foreign tanks that bother you the most.
What do you think it was like for the people in Massachusetts when they had the cops rolling through their streets with armored vehicles pointing machine guns at their houses after the Boston bombing? How do you think that felt?
That probably felt pretty bad, but in a civilized society, sometimes you got to break some eggs to make an omelet. So if you got to go to the airport, you're going to take your shoes off. And basically, that's how that's going down.
Yeah, but the TSA can't even find
you. Hold on. They don't make the old ladies take the shoes off. They don't make the young kids take the shoes off. So taking the shoes off doesn't give you freedom.
Also, I don't have to take my shoes off in Japan or in Mexico, by the way, at those airports.
It's not a civilized society. It's just a make-work program for water thieves.
I wish we had more time for you, Sam, but we're out of time for tonight. Call us another night. We can talk more. I appreciate hearing from you. If you didn't get on, we'll be back tomorrow. Join us online. In the meantime, you can find us anytime at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.